I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to another episode of the Self-Build Plus podcast, where we chat with self-builders, suppliers, and experts about all things home building and renovating in Ireland on both sides of the border. I'm Astrid Mattsson, your host and the editor of Self-Build magazine.
So we have Mark McAllister of Mark McAllister Carpets. Thanks for joining us. So floor coverings then.
Yes.
So what are the options? There is carpets.
Carpets.
And other options. Like how can you give us different options of floor coverings and where they're used? What's the best places to use different kinds?
Well, you're going to have your carpets, which is going to be probably usually bedrooms, hall stairs and landings. The rooms downstairs, you could have living rooms, dining rooms, anything at all. A lot of maybe wooden floor, laminate engineered or solid wood floors is another option for your downstairs. Maybe a cheaper option would be a vinyl covering. Mostly I'm carpets, that would be what we specialise in. But you have various different types, and it'll depend on the lifestyle of the house, if there's children, depend who all's going to be using it. If there's maybe a lot of animals running about, that also comes into. But any of whoever's retailer's going to be able to advise you on what would be good for that.
Right. And so carpets, there must be different kinds. So for different applications, then would in a living room would be maybe something that's easy to clean, or kind of options are there?
You would have your polypropylenes would be quite easy to look after. They're bleach cleanable. They are a lot easier looked after, but wool carpets are also, they're a nice soft carpet. They've always been very popular. Just some people want an 80-20 carpet, a wool carpet. But that just totally depends on your budget. It nearly boils down to budget and the colour you're after and if it works in.
What's an 80-20?
80-20, 80% wool. And 20% man-made fibre.
And that's easier to clean, or it's just little bit cheaper?
It would be more expensive than the polypropylenes, but it would just be a more luxurious carpet. But polypropylenes have come on so much in the last 10, 15 years. A lot of, maybe 20 years ago, man-made fibres weren't very popular. Nobody wanted them. It was a cheap carpet. But now they're an awful lot better. The quality is so much better and easy maintained.
And are there, in terms of installing a carpet, is it, how does it work? Do you have to put an underlay, I guess?
Or different carpets have different, most of the stuff we would be doing would all have underlay, and we would recommend new underlay anytime you're replacing your carpet, especially if it's after maybe 10 years, to give it the carpet the best chance of new underlay. Different areas would require different underlays. You can use the one all over, but I like to, if it's maybe on your stairs, you want something solid that's going to take a lot of hard wear. Maybe in the bedroom, something a little softer is nice. Living rooms, halls, again, you're going to need something that'll take a lot of a lot of traffic.
Okay, and so there's what, it's different thicknesses for the underlay, or what makes it harder or softer? Or it's the material?
It's the materials, there's different thicknesses, but not always, it doesn't... Oh.
Doesn't correlate necessarily
not,
to
not
strength?
Not necessarily, no, it doesn't. If you're even just feeling the underlay, you will know yourself. If it's, the firmer it is, it tends to be a better underlay. It's too soft in high traffic areas, it's just not going to last. Like with a hotel would have a very firm underlay because it's dealing with a lot of footfall.
So it would be a sort of a plasticky type of thing, is it? Or is there's, it felt there's different?
There's different types. You have the PU underlays, you have a crumbed rubber and wool underlay. There's various different types, but you just need to trust your shop that you go to, that they're going to supply with the right one for that purpose.
So walk us through how it works. If you decide you want carpet in your bedroom, let's say, what's the process for someone who comes to you? What would they be going through as a process?
For us, we have the mobile showroom, so you give us a call, we come out and you bring your samples in, and it gives you a chance to look at it with your paint, your wallpaper, your curtains, even the colour of the light reflected off. We will measure it all up, give you a quotation there and then. If you're happy to go ahead, it gets ordered. And when it's a time that suits you, it's myself, and we'll come out and fit the carpet. But any other shops, it's just you go to the shop, same process. It's just you go to the shop, we just bring the samples out to your house.
Would it be possible for the homeowner to fit the carpet themselves, or...?
If you were a handyman, you could have a go at it, but like anything, if you don't have the right tools, I would always recommend, but I'm a carpet fitter by trade, so I would always say get a carpet fitter to do it, especially if you're spending a lot of money. That's how you'll start seeing wrinkles coming through in a year or two time, just hasn't been stretched properly. So.
Right. And in terms of watch points for self-builders, like before you come, do they need to prepare for anything? And
not really, no.
During
what I do find when we go out to, if a self-build job, you're coming out towards the end of the job, generally the budget is well blown by this stage. So it is maybe worth coming and finding out at the start of the process how much, if you're needing X amount of carpet, how much do we need a budget for that? If it's £1,000, £2,000, whatever it is, that they can sort of keep that in the back of their mind. But generally, because we're at the very end of the process, there's no money left.
A lot of the poly carpets for you.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh.
There's a big difference in price then between the wool and the poly?
There would be, but on the higher end polypropylenes, you're getting into the same prices of the wool now. But generally, we find it's down to colour. It just, nobody's that, they have a bit of an idea of what they want quality wise. If it fits within the budget, it boils down to the colour. That's usually the most important thing for anything.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
So,
And in terms of underfloor heating, there are carpets, you can use carpet with underfloor heating, can't you?
Yeah, you've got, you can, any of the carpets will have a tog rating, so you can find that out. You have an underfloor heating underlay that's specifically designed for underfloor heating. It's not, you're not going to get that same bounce, but you're needing, it'll also have the tog rating on it, so you can work out. But yes, no problem with underfloor heating.
So
no.
you need to be a tog of what?
Yeah, below, the underlay is going to be below one tog,
okay.
And then your carpet will be maybe one tog, one, two tog, whatever it is.
Okay.
Whereas a standard underlay is going to maybe be 2.5 tog. It's not huge, but you really would be needing to put your underfloor heating underlay down.
So the tog, basically, it's like a duvet. It measures how well it keeps the heat in.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you don't want to keep the heat in too much with the underfloor heater, right? And different subfloors, like let's say if you have timber versus concrete, mm-hmm. does that have any impact on anything, on the fitting or on the choice of underlay or anything?
No, not really. You're just looking for a nice smooth subfloor, whatever you're working with. If it's maybe an older house with tongue and groove and it's starting till the plank's starting to twist, you may want to look at ply line, it's something just to smooth that out a little bit, but no, as far as that goes, no.
Okay, yeah, but then you're increasing it a bit, so then with the doors opening,
always the problem. Yeah, it is. But then a thicker carpet, anything you could put down, going from 25mm, a thick carpet could take you up to 35mm with the underlay and the carpet, so it is something to think about too. If you're putting a thicker carpet down, you're having to plane your door. Mm-hmm. Way down. The same with a solid wood floor. If you're putting it down, it's the same thing.
And in terms of if you have carpet and then you have another floor finish, mm-hmm. how do you link those two up? Would you just have a saddle, or
it depends.
What's the best way to?
Depends on the floor. If it needs a door bar, if it's huge, I like to bring them without a door bar. It's nice just to keep it all flowing, going from carpet into wood. And nothing in between. If there's a huge difference in height, you get wee ramps that'll bring your carpet up just that little bit higher, just to bring it up nice and flush. You don't want a big step onto your wooden floor or anything, so you can get that. Again, that's going to be down to your retailer or the carpet fitter to advise you on the right thing.
Mm. And then in terms of maintenance, mm-hmm. so are they, how do you maintain a carpet? What do you do to keep it fresh?
Hoovering regularly, that's good vacuum. Different carpets are going to need possibly even a different head if it's a beater bar on your hoover, wee things like that. But again, anybody can advise you that your retailer is going to know what's best for that particular carpet. Hoovering is always the best thing.
Yeah. And spills, is wool more prone to like keeping the colour? It will stain more than the poly?
It will. Uh-huh. That's where polypropylene is a lot more practical now, which is a pity for do. I love wool carpets, but polypropylene is easier to look after. Especially people are just, we're drinking tea, coffee in the living room now. Everybody's doing that, so there's spills happen so much more often, so it does get dirty.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. And would shampooing take care of that, or it'll always leave a little bit?
Do you know, a nice bit of even just hot water, just anything, just dab it straight up out, not scrubbing it down in. If you can just get any moisture just straight up out of the carpet, it's always going to be the best thing to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And in terms of cost then? We're looking at how much in terms of per square meter. Is there rough guides?
You could start about £10 a square meter. That'll be getting you just a wee felt back carpet straight to the floor with no underlay or gripper rods or anything, including your fitting, would be around £10. You can go on up. A nice carpet's going to be £20 to £30 a square meter, but don't forget about your underlay, because that's your underlay, grippers, fitting could be £10, maybe £12 another metre, so don't forget about all those accessories afterwards. £20 to £30 a nice figure, that's going to get you a decent carpet with an underlay. A three bedroom house, semi-detached, is going to be around 80 to 100 square metres, so if you even budget it that way, if you thought, we have £1,000 to spend, we have 100 metres, so we have to stick to £10 a metre. completed.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's great. And then kind of the stuff that you'd come across, mistakes self-builders might have done or things like that, is there any advice? I suppose we covered quite a few already, but if there's anything else, I don't know.
Not really. Get the budget. Make sure you know what it is and try to stick to it. Or if you can, maybe you wanted a really good quality carpet in your living room, so know that maybe I'm going to have to leave spare rooms and just forget about them for a few, maybe 6 months, a year, till you can get the right thing. A lot of people will just put a cheap carpet down just to do, and then a year later they're having to start replacing it all, for it's never what they wanted in the first place. So definitely get your budget in your head so you know roughly what you're going to be looking at.
That's great. Thank you.
Okay.
That's it for this Self Build Plus podcast episode. Tune in next time for more tips and advice from experts and self-builders alike. And make sure to explore everything Self Build Plus has to offer. The Self Build Plus journey guides you through the process of building and home improving. The Self Build Plus forum allows you to share and learn from other self-builders. While the Self Build Plus videos and our Self Build Plus virtual events are packed with information and advice. With self-build, stop dreaming, start building.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.